Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Okay, so I've described why we get so much wind around here, and I've described how that wind impacts our fog and how that fog supports our redwood trees. If you recall, the key mechanism is that our spring and summertime northerly winds cause deep ocean water to be pulled up to the surface right near the coast. The fact that the deep ocean water is cold explains why we get fog at the coast, but there's something else about that deep ocean water that impacts our region. It's full of nutrients, and those nutrients feed the entire food web of our coastal waters. It starts with phytoplankton, which are tiny plants out in the ocean, and they eat the basic nutrients that are in that deep water. Then there are zooplankton, which are tiny animals out there. And the anchovies eat these little critters, and then the salmon eat the anchovies. So everything is impacted when that cold, nutrient-rich water is pulled to the surface, which is called upwelling. Now, I'm going to pause this train of thought to share that there are two kinds of people when it comes to our strong northerly winds. There are those who flat out hate those winds, and then there are those who have mixed emotions about them. People who fish for salmon are in the second category because they know that those winds, no matter how miserable they can be, are what cause us to have good salmon fishing. So lots of wind means lots of big, well-fed salmon, as long as there's decent flow in the rivers, of course. But rest assured, no wind, no salmon. So you might say that folks who fish for salmon have a love-hate relationship with our northerly summertime winds. But it turns out that everything we harvest from the ocean around here is dependent on those nutrients. So I'm talking about Dungeness crab, halibut, rockfish, and albacore. So if you think about it, those miserable northerly winds that are so easy to hate actually have a profound positive impact on our region's character, daily life, and our economy. Consider the tourist who comes to see the redwoods or to dine out at a seafood restaurant or to go fishing. And consider the timber harvest of the very trees that our climate grows and the commercial fishing. With all that in mind, maybe you too can have mixed emotions about our strong northerly winds. Now, to close out the wind topic, I'll share that these northerly winds are also pretty cold from traveling over that cold ocean right before we get here. We do get warm winds, but ironically, they happen in the winter. And the mechanism that causes these warm winds is also responsible for the fact that the Humboldt Bay region gets much less rain than the surrounding areas. But that will have to wait until next time. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.